This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 16, written by Joel Vanderwerken. Good Fruit, from Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. One important task of a farmer is to watch the crop to make sure it is developing well. Drought, flood, cold, heat, disease. Any of these can take a toll on the maturing crop and affect the yield at harvest time. In the same way, we are responsible to watch and diagnose the growth and maturity of our souls. And in the Bible, God provides for us to do that. The acts of the flesh, for example, are symptoms showing that something is not right in our spiritual development. Perhaps we struggle with a deeply rooted sin that makes us vulnerable to attacks of sexual immorality or drunkenness. Or maybe something affects our ability to accept God's grace, forgiveness, and approval, and our lives are spotted with selfishness or with envy of others. In contrast, as the Holy Spirit increasingly works in the hearts of those redeemed by Christ, we discover signs of good fruit. Notice that Paul writes of fruit, not fruits. It's not that some Christians have a harvest of love, others have joy, and so on. Together, all these marks identify the fruit of God's righteousness in us. Ask God's Spirit to help you examine your spiritual life, so that your life in Christ grows, ripens, and matures. And together, let's look ahead to God's final harvest of our souls. Will you pray with me? Shape our hearts, Holy Spirit, so that your life becomes fruitful in us. Weed out the acts of the flesh that hinder our hearts, so that our lives may produce an abundant harvest for Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.